So as I said during the children's sermon, the issue within our readings this morning from Paul's letter to the Colossians or even to the Gospel of Luke is not ownership of possessions, but ownership by possession. Wealth is a hard taskmaster. And the person who desires wealth is tempted to make its acquisition, its purchase, its ownership, the top priority. And the person who has wealth is tempted to devote their life to guarding it and growing it. And we're all tempted to believe that we can find true security in wealth. I'll offer this. Faith crowds out faith. Faith in wealth crowds out faith in God. It's not money that is the problem, but however, the love of money. And Jesus often spoke about money and possessions, and our gospel lesson puts money in perspective. Real security comes only from being rich towards God. So before we hear our readings from the book of Colossians and the Gospel of Luke this morning, let us go to God in prayer. Will you say with me the prayer of illumination as printed in our bulletin? God, we trust that you have our best interests at heart. As we hear the reading of your word, remind us that we have been raised with Christ and inspire us to seek the things that are above through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. This is from the third chapter of Colossians, verses 1 through 11, found on page 1834 in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. Rules for holy living. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, and slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and now have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator. There is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free. But Christ is all and is in all. Amen. And from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. The parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to him, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And then he told them a parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. And then he said, This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. And who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. These readings are for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed. The texts this week are, they're really directional, right? God laments that though called, beloved, and treated with goodness, God's people, we move away from God. People are bent on turning away from me, it says. In the book of Colossians, Paul addresses problems to the church, the church faces, and encourages believers to remain devoted to the exalted Jesus. And Colossians tells believers to seek things that are above, where Christ is. Get rid of those base actions such as lying and slander and abusive language. Jesus instructs the brother desiring his fair share of the family inheritance. Look, man, you got to be rich in God, not in things. Turn away from your fixation on possessions. And turn instead towards the one who promises to provide you with everything you need. So, where do you turn? Where do you turn for your sense of security? Where do you turn for ethical or moral guidance? Where do you turn? Where do we turn for a rule for living, a sense and a source of value and worth? Friends, these answers to these most important questions, consciously or unconsciously, they guide our attitudes. They influence our choices and our actions. In other words, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake in where and to whom we turn. In the state of our families, in the state of our congregations and our communities and our world will reflect which direction we choose. You see, where and to whom we turn matters. Turning toward the God who loves us, the God of love, who strengthens cords of human kindness. Seeking things that are above helps prevent our downward spiral into all kinds of greed. Greed that is manifested not only in our hoarding of things, possessions, right, but in oppressing others, othering others. Being rich in God and the divine characteristics such as forgiveness and justice and mercy and love that mark our God not only builds not bigger barns, but it builds an infrastructure of genuine relationships and community. Such outward and upward directions represent a turn that it requires strength and practice and discipline and a whole lot of support from fellow travelers and the Holy Spirit We must remember that we follow the one who cares for the stranger, who tends to the sick, forgives the sinner, and loves those deemed other. You all know what I'm talking about when I say other? When you fill out an application, there are many things on the application, and then there's a little box that says other. Those don't fit into those categories. Turning toward all that is holy, looking to things that are above, being rich in God. None of those marks a life of life lived for Christ. None of those come easy. Especially in a culture that is bent on malice and all kinds of greed. And we see that. Today's readings are what we might term as a kind of an early warning system. An early warning system towards greediness that is coming our way. I think about that. I think about an early warning system for folks that live out in the Midwest. Some of you may have had that experience. I know Kathy has and has told me stories time and time again about these sophisticated warning systems for tornadoes. And they give them a heads up, you know, for when a tornado is coming their way. And it wasn't always so. I mean, you all know what happens when a farmhouse gets caught in a tornado, right? We've all seen The Wizard of Oz, right? We know. We've all seen that locally several times. There's one tornado story that I've heard. There was a house that was completely whisked away, leaving nothing but the foundation of the first floor. And there was a silver-haired lady that was sitting in a bathtub. And she's just dazed and confused. And it's the only remaining part of the house above that floor, right? Everything else is gone. And the rescue squad comes in, and they're rushed to her, and they found her unhurt. And she's just sitting in the bathtub, talking to herself, saying, "It's the most amazing thing." And she, you know, just you can picture that in your mind's eye where she's just kind of sitting in the tub, rocking back and forth, saying, "It's the most amazing thing." And she's just keeping repeating this days. And the rescuer comes in and says, "What is the most amazing? What was the most amazing thing, ma'am? You've got to tell me." And she said, I was visiting my daughter here, and I'm just taking a bath, and all I did was pull the plug. And doggone it, the whole house didn't just go away. But Jesus warns us, friends. Jesus warns us in today's readings against all kinds of greed, that hoarding resources is not the gospel answer. We're called to seek those things that are above. We're called to put away malice and wrath. We're called to live a life of gratitude and being grateful that God does not give up on us. Even when we turn away from the very cords of human kindness and the bands of love being offered to us again and again and again, God keeps calling us to unity, sharing our resources and working towards reconciliation. So this week I'm trying to turn toward the direction of Jesus Christ. Trying to turn toward the one who calls all of us to a new self, a new way of being, who has the power to transform us. All of us. All of us who claim Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we've got to seek the things that are from above. And remember to whom we should turn for our strength and our courage and our wisdom and our security and our justice and our life. We must remember the truth, no matter how difficult it may be to see at times, that Christ not only is all, but is in all. This week, and in the weeks ahead, I'm praying, And I encourage you to pray with me. We humbly ask to be reminded that God, through Christ, is in all things. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.